views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now, Ask Dr. Love with psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert, Dr. Jamie Turndorf. For expert advice on love and relationships, you can submit your questions online at AskDrLove.com or call 1-800-930-2819 during the live broadcast. You can also listen live and download the free show app at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now here's Dr. Love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it is my pleasure to be with you again today. So I have a question for you. Do you want to experience the kind of love that lasts a lifetime and beyond? The kind of love that transcends time and space? Well, if you said yes, then get ready for a rock your world discussion with my special guest, Dr. Richard London. Dr. London is a world-renowned author and business consultant who is the leading visionary manifestation business intelligence coach in the world. Dr. London provides the tools that work in the 21st century. He served as the CEO, Chief Education Officer, CVO, CMO, and VMBC of several companies, as well as being a business consultant for over 25 years. His clients include famous media entertainment personalities, industry leaders, and corporate leaders, country leaders, and major organizations worldwide, and he's the founder of 14 world charities. Now, I could go on and on singing his praises, but then you're never going to meet him. So without further ado, let's say hello to Dr. Richard London.
Hi, Dr. Jamie.
Hello. You having a good day?
Wonderful.
We always giggle when we get together, right? We're like,
oh, yes, yeah.
We're two kids in the cosmic candy store of life.
Yeah, when you open your eyes and you can feel respiration, it's a good day.
Right after Jean left his body, I said that I'm upright and dressing is a blessing.
Right.
That was about all I could give it, you know. So today we're going to be talking about how to create divine love.
Yeah, and you're one of the few people in the world who is living it. So listeners out there, Dr. Jamie Turndorf is living what we're talking about today. Yeah, and you could be one of those people who are living a divine union and a love that never dies and continues forever. And, you know, in Spanish, one of my favorite words is forever, and it's siempre. It's really beautiful. Siempre. Mm. And it's a beautiful word. And lots of people say to one another, you know, I'm going to love you forever. But unfortunately, the majority, it never comes true. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Jamie and myself, we're going to teach you how to create it, a real love that lasts forever, siempre.
Oh, I love that. And it sounds so romantic. You see, if every time you start to get pissed off at your partner, you just stop and say, siempre, you're not going to be pissed off anymore.
It's nope, the, always, always.
The word is so beautiful and romantic. You know, it sounds simple, but the fact is that there are certain things that we can say that completely shift the chemistry of our bodies and our brains. And one of the things, if we are laughing, we can't be angry, you know?
That's
if we're
true.
Smiling, it's hard to be angry. So that's why when I'm really, really feeling over the top, stressed out, I'll start making a joke, you know? Just find something to laugh about the situation.
Well, that changes that, you know, that keeps... What happens when people are angry, and you can't create a love that lasts forever if you're constantly angry?
That's
because
it.
Listeners out there, we all have energy tanks inside of us. And when we're angry, that energy tank drops below 50%. And when it drops below 50%, that means anyone you're going to have a discussion with, it's not going to lead to anything positive whatsoever.
Because you're just draining each other even farther.
Right.
So really what we're talking about, we're on the margins of the fact this is what I say in my first Chaos book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, that if you don't learn how to resolve the inevitable conflicts that arise in your relationships, then the angry feelings that go with unresolved conflicts will erode your love connection.
Absolutely. See, a love that never dies is 100% in overflowing. And if you're living a life that's 100% in overflowing, then you're always in a state of divine union.
And I love that, and it's so true.
You know what I wanted to do, if I may, Dr. Jamie, is I want to give your listeners a special definition I created about love because, you know, we live in a world where there's nearly 7-8 billion people in the world. And so everyone has a definition of love. And so I checked the divine records for the definition of love, and I'd like to share it with your listeners because I think it's important that they have this definition and they live this form of love. And I'll do it slow. Love is loving yourself so much that you have complete acceptance of others. Loving yourself so much that you have complete acceptance of others and don't need love and have no judgments.
I love it. It's so, so true.
And
there's
have
more.
No judgments.
No judgment. Is that the full statement?
No, there's one other. Living a daily life of joy, wellness, and divine love. So true love, you're actually living in a life of joy, wellness, and divine love.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you know, what you're saying there is so right on. And I always say, which dovetails your previous quote, love is a verb. It is an action. You know, we often talk like we're little birds with our beaks open. You don't love me. You haven't given me a worm and filled my empty beak and my empty well. But love is what we give to the other. You know, my love is a waterfall that always flows, a river that is fed by melting snows, a well that can never run dry. That's why I can't ever say goodbye. It's that feeling of I always reach inside me and find more that I can give. And if you're both in that state, you're both filled to overflowing.
See, when you don't need love,
right,
then the energy of love is drawn to your energy and you receive love in an unlimited amount. When you walk into the grocery store, when you go into the dry cleaner, everyone is loving you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're not in the state of need, that energy becomes part of your existence. So Dr. Jamie is actually pure love. Dr. Richard London is actually pure love. Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
And
it is so marvelous to hear you describe the essence of love as, well, you know, when we come back, because we're going to be going to a break in a few minutes, and I want to tell a little story to you and the listeners, because the point that you made a moment ago about you cannot be love if you are hungry. If you're viewing the other person as you're my life raft, you're going to keep me from drowning, you're going to fill my empty well, and you're the bird with your beak open, you actually repel love. This is the opposite of divine love. So it's a paradox, you know, like the saying, the Messiah always comes the day after you need him. The love flows to you when you don't need it. When you are love, when you are offering love, then it flows back to you in abundance.
Yes, and love can be used to create everything that you need in your life. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I know that this is a very popular topic for you about the divine love that you create then leads to flourishing in every other area, financial flourishing, professional flourishing.
Absolutely, because, you know, in the world we live in, if you can create divine love and a divine union, then you're able to receive all the gifts of the universe. And those gifts encompass the highest level of spirituality, the highest level of physical wellness, emotional wellness, mental wellness, wealth, abundance, harmony. Yes.
Yeah, where do we sign for that? That's a biggie, right? It's everything.
Yes.
And it's, again, to me, it always comes from the purity of intention. That when I am coming from, as you say, a place of pure love, everything flows properly. And I'm not worrying about, oh, how will the money come or whatever. Everything flows because you are coming from the heart place.
If you start off in the process of creating a love that never dies, and you are love, that's the first step in understanding the real definition of love. You know, we're taught by television and media, you walk in a room and you see someone and you smile at one another, and that is not love. That's a chemical attraction between people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, as I say, you don't ever want to use your Peter as a love meter, because Peter will steer you wrong very often, right? So
Yes. The
thing is, when we talk about being love, I think for a lot of people listening, it's not clear. What does that mean? What is love in action? So when we come back from the break, I'd like to talk with you about how you actualize love, how you live love in your intimate relationship to create divine love. I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. AskDrLove.com is the web's premier relationship advice site since 1995. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of Dr. Love's relationship advice columns or submit a question to her free advice column. Don't be shy. Dr. Turndorf wants to help you, so take advantage of this unique opportunity to get a personal answer from one of today's most respected experts. This show is for you, the listener, so if you have a question for her, call in during the live show broadcast or catch the archive show on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm talking with my beloved Dr. Richard London about how to create divine love. So before we took our break, I promised that we would talk about what are the actual actions we take that produce divine love. Do you want to go first?
Sure. You know, one of the greatest push to create divine love is loving yourself and making yourself number one. I've been a proponent ever since I've been a little boy. I learned that the happier I was, the happier everyone around me.
Mm-hmm.
So all the mothers out there, all the fathers out there, all you had to do was make yourself happy. And happy mothers, happy fathers make happy children.
Mm-hmm.
So many times in the stages of parenting, individuals want to be martyr fathers, martyr mothers. I never wanted to be a martyr father.
No.
I never thought about being a great father. I thought about, okay, if I'm happy in loving myself, then I'm going to have this greater capacity. So learn to love yourself. Learn to make yourself number one.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Because if you abandon yourself, if you're no good for yourself and to yourself, then you are actually neglecting the relationship. Because if you store up resentment over the things you're not getting for yourself and you feel martyred and furious, that always rebounds on the other person. So if you hurt yourself, you don't respect yourself, you're actually hurting the other and you're hurting the relationship.
The reason that most loves in the world don't last is because you have individuals coming together, the average person marrying, going into the state of marriage, knows themselves maybe 20-22%.
That's good for most people, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
So you get a man or a woman who knows that each 22%. And so 22% knowing yourself and 22% knowing the other person knowing themselves does not make a whole. You need to go into a relationship knowing yourself at least 80%.
Right. And what I say, which totally expands upon this notion, is you must be aware of the old scars that you're bringing into the relationship, because we all have some form of damage from our deformative years. That was a joke, but it's not really a joke. And we come to our intimate relationships with this sense of expectation. You are going to fill all the voids inside me that I'm dragging into this relationship. You're going to fix me, and you're going to love me, and you're going to give me everything my mother and father didn't give me. But what ends up happening about 2 years into the relationship, one way or another, either I induce you to become the parent who let me down, or I actually chose somebody who has traits like the parent who let me down. And before you know it, I now take all that hurt and that rage that I felt toward my parent, and I dump it on you. And now we're both regressed, and we're little kids, and we're hating each other, and we're not using the relationship for its highest and most divine purpose, which is to help each other heal our old scars. And the way we heal our old scars is through exactly what you said. I know myself, I know my old scars, and I'm able to communicate to you in the moment. Wow, when you said this, it really reminded me of when my dad used to walk out on me and not listen to me, and you know what I needed from him. If you could give this to me now and just listen, it would help me not only heal the old scar, it would really connect me to you. So in that awareness, I am helping you heal my old scars, and we are working together to create a divine healing relationship. And the more we heal, the diviner our love becomes.
Absolutely correct. See, we live in a world where humans come into this world with stuff. They create stuff.
Yep.
And instead of creating all this stuff, I had a person recently, and I asked him a question. I said, write out for me your happiest and saddest moments. And the person had over 8 pages of unhappy moments that occurred in his life. This person has an age greater than 50. So you cannot bring into your life for the entire existence of your life all this unhappiness. And when you truly love yourself, you can go back and look at things that happened. Like, as an example, I was to be spanked. So I went up and I took the marbles out of my cigar box and put it in my butt.
You put it in your butt?
Yes. So when my father spanked me, he hit the cigar box and he hurt his hand.
I was taking you very literally when you said in your butt. I was thinking in the orifice. So I'm thinking, how's that going to protect you if it's in your butt? See, I'm sorry. You meant like over your gluteus maximus muscles.
Yeah, over my gluteus maximus. Yeah.
I get it. And so it cushioned the blow.
Right. So my father hit the box and it hurt his hand. So he took the box out, and obviously he was angry, and so he hit me really, really hard. But when I think of it, it is funny.
It's very funny.
It is really, really funny. And then if you could go back and look at all the times your parents or your husbands or your wives argued and all this drama they created, and you can think of it like a circus with all these clowns doing these funny things, and it didn't serve anyone. So this is an important part, is that creating a love that never dies, in your process of loving, you have to do things that serve you. Write that down, listeners. Serve you. Life is about doing things that serve you. So if you're expressing something to someone, it has to be where it serves you In other words, you don't say things to a person that causes them pain, and then they retaliate to you in a verbal fashion. That doesn't serve you.
That's it. Yes. That because I have a little tweet for that. While it may feel good to get your rocks off in the moment, on the rocks is where your relationship will end up if you don't fight right. So you're talking about considering the effect of your words and your actions, because whatever you say and do boomerangs back on you. And you might feel good in the moment, but your partner, if you're dumping a bag of crap on his or her head, is going to store up hurt and anger, and it's going to pay you back in spades. So it's going to fall back on you and hurt you. You hurt the other, you hurt yourself, you hurt your relationship. And that is so brilliant that you put it this way, because you're making it very simple. It does not serve me to get my rocks off on another person.
Yes. See, if it doesn't serve you, why go through that experience? Because life, you know, creating a love that never dies and siempre, forever, it's a journey. So why would any human being want their journey every minute, every hour, every experience to not serve them? Because the journey, and when you create a love that never dies, as Dr. Jamie has told you listeners often, it is rich, it is deep, it is profound, and it actually expands time. Yes.
Absolutely. And it's out of time, you know?
Yes.
Because as I describe in my book, Love Never Dies, Jean and I lived mostly in the spirit realm. We were not really on the earth plane. And I would say that the greatest difficulty we had was when we returned to earth, and then we became aware that he was going to be leaving me through an accident. And then that created so much disarray for both of us, because even Jean, who was a great mystic, wasn't aware of how close he could be to me in the spirit realm.
No, and it was because of his very, very, very high vibration. And that's another thing, listener out there, is that we are vibrational human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And in this journey of life and in loving yourself, when you truly become pure love, your vibration rises.
That's amazing that you keyed in on that, that you're so right about it, because it felt to me like he was vibrating at a speed that was faster than the speed of light. He had a metabolism that was like a high-speed, high-performance machine. He just ate and he was hungry 2 seconds later. It was that he was vibrating, and everything about him was vibrating metabolically in a very quick way.
Mm-hmm. So,
and that is love.
You're right. One of the important ingredients of a love never dies is you have to be on the divine way path.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain it just very briefly. Is that you ask the majority of human beings in the world, they'll say, well, I'm on my path.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All of us can remember The Wizard of Oz. And there was the yellow brick road. And the yellow brick road led to the wizard. Well, in the world we live in today, there is only one path, and that's the divine way path. And in being on that path, you can create a love that never dies.
Jean, and it's interesting because we have to take a break, but the divine path, see, it's paradoxical, because the divine path does include, I have to be happy. You know, I have to live the 23rd Psalm, you know, of bounty and joy for myself. But at the same time, I cannot be selfish and annihilate the other, because the divine path means I'm embracing the other. Do you know?
Yes.
So you have to hold both as a duality. We need to take a break, but I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's Hay House book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about this book at AskDrLove.com. This is Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. You can submit your questions at AskDrLove.com, or if you're listening in real time, you can speak to Dr. Turndorf live by calling 800-930-2819. To listen live and download the free show app, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. All shows are archived at TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, talking with my wonderfully divine guest, Dr. Richard London, about how we can create divine love. And I understand we have a caller who wants to ask a question. So let's bring my caller on the line.
You are Jason from Seattle. Pardon me. You are live on with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello, Jason. Dr. Jamie. How may we help you?
Thank you so much. This is actually a wonderful topic that you have today, and you do wonderful work.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear from you. So tell me how we can help you.
Well, I have a question, I guess, for both of you, because you brought up a topic when I was on hold. So, but it was very interesting. Right now in my life, I'm just getting through a divorce of about almost 2 years in June. And that kind of led to depression and addiction and then through the 12 steps. So now I'm sort of beginning this journey on the self-love, divine path idea. So I'm interested to hear about the divine path. But my question is twofold. One is, when one is self-loving, does that turn into how? Where's the line from selfishness, number one? And number two, how does one attract divine love, not only create it, but attract it, or is by creating it, attracting it?
He's answered his own question. So you want to take this first, Dr. Richard?
Well, first of all, is in attracting divine love in your life, you have to become that pure love.
Yep.
And the real secret, Jason, is clarity.
Clarity.
The majority of people go through life and they want all these things. And so if you write down what you're really looking for in another person, and also write your attributes down, write all the things of a positive nature about you, then you'll draw someone into your life who has similar attributes, and then you can create love based on that foundation.
Okay.
See, the majority of people fall in love. You go into a room and you fall in love, and you're falling in lust because you don't really understand who you are, and you haven't built a foundation based on the authenticity. So another aspect is, Jason, you have to become authentic.
Okay.
And by authentic, you're talking about that you really have to know what you're feeling, and you are aware of it from moment to moment. That I think that's what you mean, right, Dr. Richard?
Yes. And then authentic in who you are as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So pure love within a human being is really, really authentic. So that pure love inside of us, it can create wealth. It can create laughter. Like Dr. Jamie and I, whenever we talk, is we're creating laughter, yes, and fun. And that's the way a relationship should be.
We're very immature, Jason.
Yes.
we giggle a lot.
Wonderful.
It is, yes. You know, you reap what you sow. And if you want divine love, you must be divine love. So, okay. You know, we attract what we put out. You know, the other thing I wanted to pick up on what Dr. Richard was saying about how when you walk in a room, you fall instantly in lust. But we also often feel struck by un coup de foudre, which is the French way of saying like the bolt of lightning, that instant love feeling. Often it's because our old scars are drawing us to people who we recognize instantly are going to be like the parent who hurt us. And we get so excited because we think, oh, maybe now I can finally heal my wound. But of course, when we base a relationship on an old scar, we end up in tremendous pain. This is not bringing us the outcome that we seek, unless the other person is so conscious and self-aware and can say, I am going to come on this path with you, and we're going to work together to help each other heal. And as we heal, our pure hearts will be able to come through in a divine love connection.
So it's possible to be, because I'm kind of going off of my past relationship of the divorce that I had, and she fit the qualities that I was really looking for. I mean, I went through a whole process of narrowing it down, and then she appeared. But is it possible that, I mean, I guess the saying, it takes two to tango, where maybe she wasn't as much understanding herself, or maybe I was tainted a little bit, whatever the case may be, that it could be that there was the attraction, and then it sort of branched off because of lack of clarity.
The old scars really, really do cause a regression back to the feelings from when we were young. And most relationships fall apart as a result of this regression because the feelings that we had when we were young are so explosive. When we turn those explosive feelings of hurt and rage on a partner, the relationship ruptures under that. So in Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, I show you how to identify your mutual old scars and then how to work with them together so that you heal rather than destroy each other. And that's usually what's behind the destruction of the relationship, that the old scars infiltrate, the bad feelings eat us alive and erode the connection. But if we turn it around and through consciousness work with each other to identify and heal the scars together, then the divine love can show through. That's pretty much the, you know, the short version of it. And Kiss Your Fights Goodbye really outlines for you how to do this so that you don't fall into the same trap next time, because no matter what, our old scars do reappear. They always do.
Yeah.
So you work with them in a constructive, loving way, and you become much closer to each other and more elevating in your love.
Okay, and then my second question is about the word divine love. So is that meaning that one of the essence of the higher power is love? So if I'm creating love, then I'm in essence creating something eternal that is connected to that.
You want to take this one?
Connecting to that vibration or frequency?
Well, let me explain to you. The word marriage that was created in mankind was created so men and women would conflict. So when you have a man and a woman who are in a state of conflict, in the state of a marriage, what happens is they're easier to control. Whereas in divine union and a divine love, no one is controlling ever anything. Your two divine beings expressing pure love. And see, that's the big difference, is that humans come together in what we call a marriage if they decide to get married. But the energy in the word marriage is to bind them in conflict. And in a divine union, in the state of divine love, you're not brought together for conflict. You're brought together so you can grow. And what a lot of people are not taught, see, if you marry the right person or come together and live with the right person, whatever you choose to create, you actually can move in a divine manner where you create tenfold. So that's 10 times the love, 10 times the wealth, 10 times the sex. Everything is tenfold in a divine union and in the state of divine love.
And as Jason was really asking, this kind of love, you know, I think, Jason, you will love to read my book, Love Never Dies, because I describe this divine union with my husband and how our love persists. His leaving his body didn't change our love connection one bit, because it just transcends and pierces the veil. And the love that you form on the earth plane is your currency of connection to your loved ones in spirit. And so I just really know that you are on your path and you are ready to create this kind of divine love. And I know that Love Never Dies will be like a torch that lights the path for you. And I know your next love is going to be a divine love. I just know it.
Amen. Thank you so much, Doctor. And we're both doctors, I guess. It's been
we're
very
both
pleasure.
Doctors.
Thank you guys and have a wonderful
for calling.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Keep in touch.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. That was lovely talking with Jason.
Yes.
Was it good for you too?
Yes. It was
very good. See what I mean? How goofy we are.
You know, every listener out there, you all deserve, and this is another aspect of creating divine love, you have to understand that you deserve divine union. You deserve divine love. You deserve a love that never dies. Mm-hmm. And you have to know it in your heart.
Absolutely.
Remember,
so let me take a break, okay? And
when
we come back, let's talk about the heart and its four chambers, all right? Did I say four?
Yes.
What the? I thought nine in my head, and then I said four. Yes. Dr. Love needs her head examined. I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Hey, Justin, did you hear Asher Fox on the Dr. Pat Show?
No, I didn't.
He was great. He told us about a special offer that he put together just for Dr. Pat Show listeners.
Oh, that's cool.
All you have to do is go to StopCravingsToolkit.com to receive your free Stop Cravings Toolkit.
Oh, I'm going to go there right now.
I think you totally should. Go to StopCravingsToolkit.com to receive your free Stop Cravings Toolkit from Asher Fox. It's the only way to get your three powerful tools to instantly stop cravings and take control of your life today.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm talking with my lovely, wonderful, divinely lovable Dr. Richard London about how to create divine love. And I hear we have another caller. So, Dr. Richard, do you want to hold the discussion
sure.
about the nine chambers of the heart
sure.
till after
sure
we take
will.
The call?
Yes,
okay,
I will.
Okay, so let's go to the phone, please.
All right. Gretchen from Auburn, you are live on Ask Dr. Love.
Hello, Gretchen.
Yes. Oh, thank you for taking my call. In the month of May, I will have my 42nd wedding anniversary to my husband.
Mm.
And I just wanted to see if my heart chambers are all lined up still.
Oh, all right. So then maybe you would like to stay on the line and listen as Dr. Richard talks about the nine chambers, and then you can give yourself a little heart checkup. How's that?
Oh, great. So I was wondering, is that a divine connection then that I have with my husband? We've been together 42 years.
Well, you know, the thing is that people can be together and be miserable for 80 years. So it's not so much the length of time, it's the quality of the connection. So only you can say whether you guys feel a divine connection that, you know, consists of an authenticity and a tremendous sense of I've got your back, you've got mine, that we fight for the relationship as opposed to winning arguments against the other. Do you see what I'm talking about? The components of a divine
right.
connection.
Yeah. I think we've worked through all of that, you know,
see?
And now we're just good to go for the rest of our lives. You know?
You have a wonderful connection.
So yeah, we just know each other so well.
You're good friends, and you listen to each other, and you work together to be healing of each other's old scars. You partially identify, which is you put yourself in the other's thoughts and feelings so that you're tuned in. Do you know, these are all the components of to be a divine loving partner, to make love an action, right? So let's hear from Dr. Richard about the nine chambers of the heart, and then let's you know, hear from you about how many of your chambers you've got firing on all cylinders.
First of all, Gretchen, the 42 years, I'm picking up intuitively that you are creating a foundation, and you have created a foundation for divine love. You just, it's a question of stepping up our game. If we're here on Earth, we don't want to just be good. We want to be great. And understanding love in its purest form and then expressing that love allows us to experience authenticity. So the first chamber of the heart, it's called the great light generator. Yep. It's the chamber of divine light and the chamber of the divine mind. That's the first chamber. The second chamber, and I'm going to go over these fairly quickly because there's nine of them, the great nerve generator. It's the chamber of divine communication. So, and you would, all of us will agree, one of the most important ingredients of a divine union and divine love is having divine communication. The third chamber, the great will generator, chamber of divine calling, governing passion, purpose, and desire. So, every relationship to be truly divine, you have to move into your divine purpose together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So after 42 years, if you're not in your purpose, Gretchen, you should move in a divine purpose. Find something that you are both passionate about, and that way you can activate this third chamber of your heart. And then we have the fourth chamber of the heart, the great individualization. This is the chamber of divine interface, the chamber of divine synthesis.
and that is the fourth chamber. See, for thousands of years, people didn't realize that there were nine chambers in this heart. And this fourth chamber governs the relationship between all expressions of self and the sacred individualization of who we are. Chamber five. It is the great love generator. It's one of my favorite chambers. So it's the chamber at the center of our heart where abides the super electron of our God source. So the big great flame of our heart lies in this fifth chamber of the heart. So it's the great love generator. Then we have the sixth chamber, the great ascension generator, chamber of resurrection. So through the sixth chamber of our heart, we can ascend. And ascension is really where either in a divine union, the individual, or as a couple, you move into wellness and you move together in the divine way path. Chamber seven is the higher mental body chamber, the great intelligence. So in the seventh chamber of the heart is where the great intelligence comes from. And the eighth chamber, and I love the number eight, it's about abundance. This is the great soul chamber. This is a life generator of the mother's presence. So the eighth chamber has tremendous amount of power because it's about your soul and about expressing your soul. So when you're in divine union, you could create a love that never dies because your souls are intermeshed together. And when two souls come together, when two hearts come together, you can create anything that you desire in your life. And the ninth chamber is the great I Am Presence chamber, the great command chamber. So
now we have to close because we only have a minute left. So
okay.
I want to thank you so much for calling. And
thank you so much.
You can, of course, listen to the archive of the show because it was so deep what he said. You can go back and listen to it. So thank you again for calling. Dr. Richard, in the last couple minutes, I want to give you an opportunity to make a closing statement, you know, what you want everyone to remember, and also to make sure everybody knows how to find you.
Yes, for you listeners out there, if you'd like a copy of the Nine Chambers of the Heart, just drop me an email at richardalondon@gmail.com. That's richardalondon@gmail.com. And if you want to find out more about divine union and creating a love that never dies, read Dr. Jamie's book, Love Never Dies. And you can contact me with any questions. You can go to drrichardlondon.com. That's drrichardlondon.com. And I'll be glad to answer any questions. I don't live in a glass house, but I would like the whole universe to know that there's truly nine chambers of the heart. These nine chambers, if you're aware of them and you can activate all the chambers, it can really create a life and a love that never, never dies.
Well, I want you to know that my nine chambers are fully in love with you. And I loved having you on Ask Dr. Love, and I want you back again as soon as you can, okay?
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. I love you, Dr.
Thank
Jamie.
You too, my friend. We'll talk soon, and that's all I have for you this week on Ask Dr. Love Radio. Remember, just be on all nine chambers of your heart, and you will create divine love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. See you next week.
This has been Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Visit Dr. Turndorf at AskDrLove.com and follow her on Twitter at AskDrLove and Facebook.com/AskDrLove.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. AskDrLove.com is the web's premier relationship advice site since 1995. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of Dr. Love's relationship advice columns or submit a question to her free advice column. Don't be shy. Dr. Turndorf wants to help you, so take advantage of this unique opportunity to get a personal answer from one of today's most respected experts. This show is for you, the listener, so if you have a question for her, call in during the live show broadcast or catch the archive show on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Hey, Justin, did you hear Asher Fox on the Dr. Pat Show?
No, I didn't.
He was great. He told us about a special offer that he put together just for Dr. Pat Show listeners.
Oh, that's cool.
All you have to do is go to StopCravingsToolkit.com to receive your free Stop Cravings Toolkit.
Oh, I'm going to go there right now.
I think you totally should. Go to StopCravingsToolkit.com to receive your free Stop Cravings Toolkit from Asher Fox. It's the only way to get your three powerful tools to instantly stop cravings and take control of your life today.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.